Thank you for calling our Dial a Story hotline. Who's on first? By Abbott and Costello.
Well, Costello, I'm going to St. Louis with you. You know, Bucky Harris, the St. Louis manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team.
Look, Abbott, if you're the coach, you must know all the players.
Right, certainly do.
Well, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names. But you know, strange as it may seem, they give these players nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names. Pet names. Like Dizzy Dean and...
His brother Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
And their French cousin?
French?
Gouffet.
Gouffet Dean. Oh, I see. Well, let's see. We have on the bags. We have who's on first, what's on second, and I don't know is on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, and I don't know is on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You going to be coached too?
Yes.
And you don't know the fellow's names?
Well, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing the first base.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yeah.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
All I'm trying to find out is the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy who gets the money.
That's it.
Who gets the money on first base?
He does. Every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, all I want to know is when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name on the contract?
Who?
The guy.
Who?
How does he sign it?
That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what's on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players around.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
All I'm asking you is who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
What's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him. Now let's get back to first.
Now how did I get on third base?
Well, you mentioned his name.
If I mentioned the third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go. Back on third again. Will you stay on third base and don't get off it?
All right. What do you want to know?
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
No, what is on second?
You don't want who on second?
No, who is on first?
I don't know!
Third base!
Look, you got an outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
I'm not! Stay out of the infield. I want to know what's the guy's name in left field.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking who's on second.
No, who is on first?
I don't know.
Third base.
And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
No, he's center field. Well, that's the fellow's name.
Look. You got a pitcher?
Sure.
The pitcher's name?
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me today.
I'm telling you then.
Well, go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
At what time tomorrow are you going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching? Who is on?
I'll break your arm, you say who's on first. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
Got a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today? And tomorrow's pitching?
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the team. You know, I'm a catcher too.
So they tell me.
I get behind the plate and I do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team and heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now the heavy hitter bunts the ball. When he bunts the ball, me, being a good catcher, I want to throw to the guy at first base. So I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now who's got it?
Naturally.
Look. If I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
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 So I pick the ball up and throw it to Naturally?
No, you don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I said.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to Naturally?
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
Listen, you ask me.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
Same as you.
You just change them around.
Same as you. I throw the ball to who? Whoever drops the ball, the guy runs the second. Who picks up the ball, throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play!
Yes.
Another guy gets up, and it's a long fly ball because why? I don't know. He's on third base, and I don't give a darn.
Oh, what?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop. That was Who's on First by Abbott and Costello. For past recordings, please check out our website at www.kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.